This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. We broadcast 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. So if you'd like to call us, that's the best time to call because that's when we're live. The call-in number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is 605-477-3249. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheehan's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fennelli. How are you this morning?
Very well. It's freezing cold. I've got a couple quick announcements. Friday class, new instructor coming on board. His name is David. He's in Illinois. He escaped being murdered by John Wayne Gacy. That's Friday, hour number one. Seriously, can you imagine being in the throes of a mass murderer and escaping? And we're going to hear that story. That's Friday morning, hour number one. Hour number two, Joel Skousen. So we know it's getting bad. I believe that the Civil War has started in the United States already. We're in the very beginning stages of the Civil War. And we're on our own. How can you make your generator quieter if you want to not be noticed? And where can we go not to be pestered by others, including those who claim that they're there to help? Two items that we're going to talk about, two topics with Joel and the amazing story of David in Illinois. I'm looking forward to both of those broadcasts. So Rich Evans with us. Rich, where do you want to start today?
Well, first of all, I want to give credit where credit's due. I'm going to give an Economic 101 update, but I want to congratulate Sheriff Mike Lewis. If you're listening, or if anybody in Maryland is listening, please congratulate him on standing up for the Constitution. I'm not going to pronounce this correctly, but Wicomico County Sheriff, and this is in Maryland, says he will not comply, if Maryland lawmakers follow through with long gun licensing and confiscation law. See, these are the heroes that we need. I've talked about William Binney. I've talked about Kevin Shipp. I've talked about quite a few people who need to be patted on the back, because if I had people ask me, what do we need for prosperity? What do we need for happiness? What do we need in America right now? You know, people hear me talking about political correctness often. And obviously political correctness is anti-truth, propaganda, professional wordsmithing, and I've gone through all that in much detail. But political correctness has to have one thing to be allowed to be successful, and that is lack of guts, lack of courage from the people. Okay? So we need to stand for principle, and here's a sheriff who's doing it. And there's another article here about Sheriff Clark. I'm sure everybody knows who Sheriff Clark is. He's also a hero. He's a retired sheriff out of Wisconsin. He basically says, and I will quote this article, "The progressive left's ideology and activist behavior bear disturbing similarities to psychological psychology, pardon me, of cults, writes retired Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark in op-ed at Town Hall. He explains that left-wing movements require the individual to suppress reason in exchange for obedience, that's another word for submission, that's another word for lack of courage and guts, to a leader or ideology. Such controlling behavior is typically used by cults or authoritarian regimes, and like cults, the left-wing progressives target disenfranchised individuals. See, if we, and this is why you always hear me talk about standing for principle. Three criteria, very simple, very quick. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you do it too. And when I talk about group, it's not just skin pigmentation or gender or sexual orientation or religion. It's also aristocracy over the serfs. It's also the Democrats, how they get a pass on everything that's pretty much illegal over the Republicans. So this is why we need, in fact, those three criteria for standing for principle then should be a law. So Vince, I have a lot of material here. Would you like me to go through the Economic 101 update and get that over with?
Yeah, please do. Take your time, go through it. And I'm going to sit back and listen intently.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you again for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. And what I try and do, folks, is I read a lot of stuff. I try to put it in bullet points so the context of the message is there and I get through this as quickly as possible. But it also gives you an opportunity to check the objective facts that I have read. So everybody can understand it, and I'm not being condescending, but I noticed something last week about how the long end of the yield curves has gone up. So I just want to mention some facts and put this in perspective. And if you had to title it, I guess it would be putting corporate debt into perspective. I know I've talked about all this before, but something happened last week that really got my attention. Now, first of all, I want to mention some of the things that I've mentioned before. Remember, I've mentioned, though, a few weeks ago about how we can't even stand 3% interest rates because everything was crashing. We all remember the December stock market. Now, from December 26th to February 15th has been the largest injection of liquidity in the markets in the last 2 years. And that should be very, very scary to people, because when I talk about Keynesian economics and global money supply now being at record levels, that's basically what one of the definitions of Keynesian economics is when the powers that be believe they can create a certain economy by changing the money supply. And that is absolutely incorrect. You know, in most cases, Keynesian economics is inflationary. It's elite interventionism. It's print, inflate, buy now, pay later. And, of course, that's not equivalent to happiness, because all the units of measure that I've gone over the years many times in detail, like GDP, CPI, and inflation, unemployment, all these numbers, all these books are cooked. So last week I gone over many numbers to show how lousy economic data is and how basically all the too big to fails, too big to jails go to the stocks, go to the CEOs and stock buybacks, goes to quantitative easing, which all that money being printed goes directly to the super wealthy and Wall Street and the banks for liquidity. So everything that's happening is to protect the wealthy and not the little guy. So making a turn here into debt, I'm talking especially about corporate debt. It's another word for credit collapsing. And it's another word, it's also related to the yield curves, which we've talked about on this show in great detail, and how even yield curves, the numbers, the unit of measures, and the calculations have been changed. So when you look at debt/credit markets, you look at government debt, you look at consumer debt, keeping in mind that 70% of consumption is consumer debt, and I've given so many reasons why the middle class or the bottom 93% is tapped out. But corporate debt is at its largest levels. Now, when you look at debt back in 2008 when they allowed the crash to happen, what did they blame it on? Now, there's a lot of things to be blamed on, but there's a certain heading that they pointed the finger at, and that was blamed on the subprime mortgage market, which we're in again, same with auto, same with credit cards, same with school loans. Basically, the lenders are running out of suckers to lend to. So corporate debt right now is almost $10 trillion on the books. So almost $10 trillion. This is on the books. Can you imagine what's off the books? Because every book is cooked. Every number has been changed because they have a certain narrative of a certain healthy economy that they have to pass on. And I've mentioned this many times, how Trump inherited a disaster. He inherited sabotage. Now, he's doing everything in his power to bring back manufacturing. But even though they're going to pencil over this possible recession that's already here, they're doing everything to cook the books to make sure it's not going to be allocated as a recession. So that being said, we have twice the amount of debt, especially corporate debt, from 2007 to 2008, twice the amount. Now, we also have to remember that bond rating companies are also fixed and rigged. But at the same time, bond ratings one notch above junk. So imagine if they weren't rigged, what these zombie companies would be rated at. So who buys the debts slash bonds? Basically, yield desperate pension funds. So, you know, warning Will Robinson, one-third of his debt is due in approximately 3 to 4 years. So the last couple of weeks, remember when I mentioned that banks don't want to lend and I gave a bunch of reasons for it? Well, now that I noticed a big increase in the long end of the Treasury bonds, 10s and 30s, banks are tightening. That's what that means. So they're raising rates on the long end, which eliminates credit. So you're saying, so big deal. So, well, credit and debt and credit markets and bonds and yield curves, they're all connected at the hip. So if banks are tightening, in other words, raising rates, they're eliminating credit. So when the banks go in to refinance, which they have been able to do for year over year after year, and rates are tightening and increasing, how are they going to be able to do that? And I'll talk more about that after the break, Vince.
Yeah, first break. Rich Evens with us, offgridmontana.com. Economic update, USA prepares.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. And before I continue with my Economic 101 update, I just want to throw a little something out there for the people who know who Tommy Robinson is. He's a hero out in the UK. And he basically sticks up for not just truth, but he sticks up for the little, the kids. He's against the pedophile rings and things like that. And he basically did a sting operation called Panodrama. It's an hour documentary, and he basically exposed the fake news of the BBC. It really is real journalism what he did. It shows how the mainstream media does everything in their power. They even tried to get people to say sexual things about him so they could file charges, and they did all this stuff with group identity politics, and you just have to see it. It's called Panodrama, and it's on newswars.com, and you can probably, they're eliminating it from YouTube and all over. You're going to have to go to a site and probably get it off of somebody's hard drive, but Panodrama, P-A-N-O-D-R-A-M-A, with Tommy Robinson, it's very worth it. Wow, to see, and shows how the mainstream media does everything to control the narrative, sway public opinion, and do things illegally with blackmail and blacklisting and the like. So let me go back to my Economic 101 update. And what I was just talking about, basically the results of what I just mentioned is going to be more defaults, more bankruptcies, and more zombie companies. So some people say that banks are Teflon. I think it depends. I'm going to be real quick here. Basically, banks get bailed out, and they have liens on houses, on cars, on land, which where I'm getting at, they're always the first lien holder. They get paid first. But there's a shadow banking industry that could collapse. And one great example is an outfit called Quicken Loans. I'm sure everybody's heard about this. So they're quite a bit more compromised because they don't have depositors to fall back on. They can't take advantage of fractional reserve lending, which is unethical in the first place, but they don't have certain abilities that certain banks have. So, and then we have the other problem of if we have an inverted yield curve going into the mix, that could send everything down because this is why they're trying to raise the 10s and 30s. They're trying to control everything. So if the yield curve does invert, which the 1, 2, 1, 3, 5, and 7 has, and the 1, 3, and 5 is inverted right now slightly, I can see that they're trying to correct this. And just a little sidebar here, when you have, if the yield curve does invert, what's going to happen is the people are going to buy short-term bonds for a higher yield, and then the money's coming in from the long-term loans from the bank customers won't pencil out. So it's going to put the banks more in the red. Now, I just want to throw another little sidebar here, a little FYI. In Denmark, I'm sure we've all read why Denmark, in a lot of surveys, is the happiest, one of the happiest countries in the world. Well, their 30-year mortgage loan is 1.5%. Just FYI. So going back to the yield curve on the 10s and 30s, the treasuries, the notes, bills, bonds, if they keep going up, then the high yield corporate, this high yield corporate bonds, less debts, less credit markets could come down hard because they're already hanging on, by their nails because they can't afford to pay the interest on their debt, especially these zombie companies. So basically, the Fed is going to control the short term, the Fed funds rate. That's always been an admission. No one disagrees with that. But what they're trying to do, from what I'm reading, is now control the long-term market. Basically, yield curve perceptions. So if they're never going to allow inversions to occur, which is always a precursor to, or 99% of the time, to a recession, that means everything is going to be artificial and phony. Stocks, bonds will forever be rigged. Flying the man and free markets, rest in peace. So if you are the little guy and you are trying to get wealthy, forget about it. It's never going to happen. And the big guy's always going to get bailed out. And I'll finish just a couple more sentences, Vince, after the break.
Okay. Rich Evans with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrat atop the U.S. House Judiciary panel says they have sent out requests for dozens of documents involving over 80 different people. As Gerald Nadler says this morning, they want to look into obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power by President Trump.
We have to look at the three major threats to the rule of law that we have seen, and that is corruption, personal enrichment, and violation of the Emoluments Clause. It means abuse of power, attacks on the press, attacks on the judiciary, and obstruction of justice.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders says it's a disgrace, saying Democrats are, quote, more interested in pathetic political games than getting things accomplished on Capitol Hill.
Still searching for survivors and bodies in Alabama, where the National Weather Service says the tornadoes that touched down Sunday, killing 23, was the deadliest tornado outbreak in the country since May of 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I
have got
here?
Take my, when you go to the CD for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Sheepins with us, Off Grid Montana. Rich, please continue. Did we lose Rich?
Can you hear me now, Vince? Sorry about that.
Yes, I can hear you now. Yeah, please
okay,
continue.
I was singing during the break, and I didn't want people to hear me because everybody would hang up, and so I put it on mute, so pardon me. All right. Yeah. So basically, all this information I'm giving folks is basically the insiders, the debtors, are going to become richer, wealthier, because they can afford the risk, and everybody else becomes poor because they can't afford the risk, and they don't get the information of when things are going to go up or things are going to crash, et cetera. So when the Fed buys more debt, they print more money, less consumer confidence occurs, more artificially induced inflation, more bank bailouts, more malinvestment, which leads to zombie companies. The bottom 93%, the little guy, this is why I talk about QE for the people. We should be allowed to reap the benefits of low interest rates and cash back at the end of the fiscal year if we go to negative rates, because we've given, you know, there's all this talk about universal basic income. We've given universal basic luxury to the super wealthy on the backs of the middle class. So every policy over the past 40 years has been anti-middle class by design. So debt's growing much faster than growth, savings, and debt-free economies is what grows the country, not debt. So you got to look at all these things on top of it that's happening. I've given so much information, but I'm going to give it a little more. Farm loan delinquencies hit the highest level in 9 years. U.S. export declined by $4 billion during the month of December. J.C. Penney announced dozens of stores closing. Victoria's Secret has announced close to 60 stores closing. Gap announced it's closing hundreds of stores over the next 2 years. Payless Shoe Store has declared bankruptcy in over 2,000 stores. Tesla is closing all the physical sales locations and going to sell vehicles online only. Pepsi has started laying off workers and committed to millions of dollars of severance pay. The Baltic Dry Index has dropped to the lowest level in more than 2 years. Factory orders were slumped in 3 years. Largest decline, the Philly Fed Business Index. Home sales are dropping like a rock. Housing starts. I could probably do a whole show on the negative statistics. But the reason why I shared this with you earlier about debt, about credit markets, and about the yield curve and corporate debt is because in 2008, when they blamed the crash on the subprime mortgage market, we are double that in corporate debt in the trillions that's on the books, and twice the amount from 2007 to 2008, and these bonds are rated as junk. So what I'm saying is to be prepared, because now the powers that be are cooking all the books. Everything is now going to be artificial and phony. Everything is going to be rigged. And the man is gone. So people need to be aware of this. People need to be prepared. I know they're doing everything in their power to comb over a possible recession, but now nothing matters. Numbers are irrelevant. So, Vince, if you have any questions before we go on to whatever you want to do next, I'd be more than happy to discuss it.
I've got a couple comments. You mentioned that lenders are running out of suckers to lend to. I absolutely agree. Here's some real numbers. In 2008, we had what was called a recession. It was really a financial panic. But during that year, new car sales were down 11%. In 2018, 10 years later, that's just last year, a few months ago, new car sales are down 6.8%. So new car sales are way down. Ralph Nader once said, and this is a quote, GM's motto seems to be going backwards into the future. I absolutely agree with him. General Motors has taken quality out of a number of their vehicles. They used to have some pretty darn good vehicles, but they're getting more unreliable every year. In 2018, the average cost of a new car, the average, was $35,000. I'm rounding these numbers to make it easy for our class to visualize. The average cost of a new car was $35,000. The average car insurance in America is $900 a year. I'm just throwing these numbers out to you for you to think about. The average salary for a 20 to 24-year-old is $27,000. The average salary for a 25 to 34-year-old was $39,000. and the average salary for a 35 to 44-year-old is $49,000. The average price of a home in the United States is $302,000. So here's the question. So why is it that someone who earns $49,000 a year can't seem to afford a home that is six times the annual salary? You would think that if you earn $49,000 a year, you'd be able to afford that $302,000 average home, because it's only six times the annual salary. Seems like a no-brainer, right? So why is it that we can't afford our homes? Well, the reason is because of taxes and inflation. If you earn $49,000 a year, you're not going to get $49,000 a year. You're going to get maybe, by the time the government corporations are done with you, the sum of the government corporations, you might have a third of that left. That's why you can't afford a new home, or a home, or anything else for that matter. Now think about this. A brand new Ford Falcon in 1964 was $1,495. Car insurance today is averaging $900. That's just for insurance. Used to be able to buy a car for a little bit more than that, just the insurance. To me, that's why, one of the reasons why we're in so much trouble. And people are depressed. And you add insult to injury, which would be the electromagnetic frequencies, the toxic foods, the air pollution, the water pollution. The stress of the boss, more and more and more, faster, faster, faster. You know, oh, by the way, and if you don't get it done, we're going to fire you on Friday. You know, that kind of thing. Life's miserable. Absolutely miserable for so many people. And it does not have to be. Because if you look at compensation, why is it that so many CEOs of corporations are making so much more than the median employee makes? There's a company called Fleet Corps, F-L-E-E-T-C-O-R. The CEO's name is Ronald Clark. Ronald Clark he is the most overpaid CEO in America. He makes $52 million a year. The median employee of that company makes $35,000 roughly. He makes 1,517 times more than the middle paid employee makes. 1,500 times more. How about the CEO of Oracle? Makes 907 times more. Broadcom, well, I can't tell you, he makes $103 million a year. But how about the Wynn Resorts Limited Corporation? Stephen Wynn makes 777 times more than the median employee makes. And the median employee makes $44,000. How about Disney? Robert Iger, I-G-E-R, makes $36 million. 787 times more than the median employee makes. The list goes on and on. If you go down to the top 25 overpaid executives, what you'll find is that AT&T is at the bottom. CEO of AT&T makes $29 million. The average AT&T employee makes a fortune. $78,000 a year, right? I'm sorry, the median employee. That's a lot. $78,000? And he's the lowest paid of the top 25 overpaid CEOs in America. That's a problem. I'm surprised we haven't had a fighting civil war. Yet, I'm surprised. I believe that we are in a civil war right now. the beginnings of it. And these are the kinds of things that are causing it. CEOs making so many more times what the median employee makes. Do they put their pants on a different way? Are they really that smart? Do they really deserve to make, like the Expedia Group? Okay, you've heard of Expedia. CEO makes $31 million. Median employee, $72 million. It looks like Mark Okerstrom makes over 400 times more. Think about that, class. CSX. The CEO of CSX makes $151 million. 1,500 times more. Is this reasonable? Or is this just class envy? Or is something really wrong with the system? And I think the answer is, there's something wrong. And who do you blame? The board of directors.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I want to thank Grace Thorne. I'm looking at some photographs that she sent me. Grace Thorne is a USA Preparers instructor. She taught the sixth grade at an elementary school in Ryan, Oklahoma. And in this picture, we were laughing to beat the band. There's Ed from Florida. There's Aaron Dakins, Mrs. Finelli, John Statmiller, Grace Thorne, Matt Stein, Ricky Rocket, and Rich Sheban, and we're all laughing and scratching and having a great time. Can you imagine having a great time today? It's pretty tough, isn't it, Rich? I mean, with all this news that's happening and the Civil War upon us, gosh.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Vince, it's pretty obvious, I've mentioned this before, that most of the effort, especially regarding legislation, policies, fake news, is to maintain the status quo, which includes trust fund babies, nepotism, multi-million dollar inheritances, maintaining the caste system for us and fleecing the little guy against, which is us, for the addiction to power, money, and control in a police state and a fascist system which Trump inherited, and a special tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability for victim group status. So, it's almost impossible for one to control their own destiny when math doesn't matter. And that's one of the reasons I mentioned all these professors from around the country, including the University of Illinois, which they're saying now, even math instructors saying that math is now racist. It's white supremacist. And we should use subjective emotional opinion in lieu of objective facts. And I'm not lying. I might be paraphrasing a little bit, but I have the article here somewhere. And so let's think about, as you know, Vince, we try hard to talk about ideas and solutions for the little guy, which doesn't have any representation, any rights, or any restitution under the law. So I mentioned this movie in the book, and I mentioned it on the air a few times. I haven't done it in a couple of years, I think. But there's a movie with Sidney Poitier. It's an older movie. I don't know. I'm guessing 20 years old. It's called The Simple Life of Noah Dearborn. And even the greedy lawyer in the book basically made life changes. And he quit his high-paying job of screwing people to make wine. So we have to stop allowing the powers that be making us adopt being oppressed. We have to adapt to Plan B. And what this movie, The Simple Life of Noah Dearborn, is about with Sidney Poitier is a man who lives, he's an old man, he doesn't look Poitier ever does look old. But he lives off-grid, and he has cows, and he has goats, and he has a little stream, and he has a little bridge that he was fixing in the movie. And he's kind of a carpenter. He's like an expert carpenter. And he doesn't even care about working for money. People almost have to throw checks at him. And he just loves his life. His house is paid for. Now, he did get it inherited from his uncle. But his house, and I think he's living on like 30 acres, is bought and paid for. And he just has a great life. It's a simple life. And he spends it helping the little guy, helping the little person, and even fixing like screen doors and things for women who have a bunch of kids and don't have a father in the home and doesn't have the skill sets, and just helps people. And he doesn't need much, and he spends all his time doing his carpentry chores and working on his hobby farm on his 30 acres and living off-grid and having fun. And I don't want to give too much away in the movie, but it was some real estate company who is trying to swindle him out of his land and kick him off so they can build a mall. But I'm not going to tell any more information. But it's a great story, and everything that I say that and suggest, especially ideas and solutions, I either have done it myself or I'm doing it myself. So I think living off-grid is an excellent way to go. I think growing your own food, raising animals, hunting and fishing, living below your means, knowing the fine lines between needs and wants, living frugal, making your own energy and electricity. I think it's heating with wood. I think it's all a very doable lifestyle in an era where despair is running amok and people can't control their own destiny. Vince?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a beef recall that you need to know about. There's 30,000 pounds of ground beef that are suspect. We'll tell you exactly where it is when we come back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.